I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Jeff Joniak is the voice of the Bears. You can hear the broadcast. News Radio 780 WBBM 105.9 on the FM side of the dial. And, of course, the pregame starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey,
how
Jeff.
Are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Dave. Mike, do you ever get out there anymore? Missed you on those pregame shows.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it was always fun to have you on, man.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah.
Paul's doing a hell of a job, too.
Yeah. Well,
thanks,
you know,
Jeff.
There's always questions about that.
Yeah.
What?
That's up for debate.
Always questions about that?
No, about how well, you know, and how well prepared different people are. I don't know.
Oh my gosh!
I'm creating a false narrative just to try to excite the listeners.
No, or even like back in the Bulls days, traveling with you was always entertaining. I'll just say that
we've always had a good time, Jeff.
Well,
a lot
of the Bulls game at the end of last night, and just it just sparked that memory. So I just want to share a big.
You watched the Bulls game last night. You tortured yourself there, Jeff.
A little bit. Yeah, it'll get better. I got to say, it'll get better.
Speaking of a lack of defense, are the Bears going to tackle this week?
Man, if they don't, it's big-time trouble, man. Big time. Yeah, you know what? A lot of it's the same. That was going to be a game where you were going to have to tackle in space with speedy receivers. In New England, it may not be a lot of speed, but it's a lot of continuity, a lot of chemistry with Tom Brady and Julian Edelman, and coming out of the backfield, James White, underrated player. I mean, we talk about the Patriots all week, and you rarely hear his name mentioned. But Sony Michel's been running the ball really well these last three games. 400 yards, I think, and four touchdowns in the last couple of weeks, last 3 weeks. Not uncoincidentally, they're 3-0 in that stretch, and they pulled it together. But Julian Edelman is no different than Danny Amendola, who is no different than Wes Welker, and those types of receivers are right up Brady's wheelhouse.
Yep, you mentioned them, Jeff, but I think you also, Gronkowski and Gordon.
I know, how
do you think the Bears, haven't had a lot of success covering tight ends, are going to approach that? And how explosive might Josh Gordon be if he's matched up against the wrong guy?
Well, these are all great questions that I don't have answers to, but I'm hoping that Vic Fangio does because, you know, what do you do with Gronk? He's unique in every single way, premier tight end. My mind's been wandering all week. Do you use him at times with Roquan Smith, who's an outstanding coverage linebacker? Young, yes, but outstanding and can do it, but you can't do it the entire game. So Eddie Jackson, Adrian Amos, Bryce Callahan. Everybody, you know, what did I say last week when he went and sacked or tried to sack Brock Osweiler? I was a leopard climbing a giraffe. I mean, that would be the case, but he's a feisty little guy, that's for sure. But no, it would have, you know, one thing is no free releases off the line of scrimmage and letting Gronk get into his route, so you better try and beat him up a little bit at the line of scrimmage. He issues as much beat down as anybody in terms of that. So it's going to be it's a challenge. And Josh Gordon, yeah, he's just rounding into his own right now with his Patriots, I would think. I mean, he's been there now several weeks, and you can't sleep on him at any point. Just an uber-talented receiver despite his troubles.
This segment brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. Jeff, you know, we just to put a kind of bow on last week. I really think that when you get down to it, I know everyone's going to be mad about the pass rush and why, you know, Khalil Mack was playing through an injury no one got home and all that, but they were getting rid of the ball so fast and they knew that Brock Osweiler wasn't going to be able to hold up against that pass rush, and they were making plays in space, and tackling became an issue as the game wore on, as the heat kind of affected everyone. Yeah. I think there are reasons for everything that happened, but the challenge now is going to be similar. The people are going to start preparing for the Bears by getting rid of the football, by trying to avoid the pass rush. And that's going to put more pressure. Your safety's got to tackle. Your linebackers have to tackle, and even the corners are going to have to take part in it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, and I'm there's no way you're going to sit here and just blame the Heat. But that was a pretty unique circumstance. And right now down there, I mean that home field advantage is underrated. We rarely talk about it. I mean, I know Tom Thayer talks about it a lot because he experienced it as a player and experienced it there in Miami with Don Shula for a year. But September and October advantage, it clearly had some impact in that game, and having the extra session didn't help. But I don't think they're a bad tackling team, so I'm just going to chalk that one up and say, hey, they misfired on that one in crunch time, and that's the only way I can look at it. But yes, most teams are going to want to mute a pass rush, either with a running game, a screen game, or getting rid of the ball quick. And, you know, they do a quick game. That's a big part of their offense. So, you know, the Bears are going to have to rise to that challenge. They do have speedy linebackers, the guys that can run. They've got the ability to prevent that. But, you know, the one element that they can add to the mix here is put your hands up in the air on the way to the pass rusher, too, and hopefully get some passes, because you didn't see a lot of that. And maybe, you know, that could help a little bit.
This segment with Jeff Joniak brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. Okay, Jeff, so, you know, the Chiefs offense, three times since 2014, they've scored 40-plus against the Patriots. And again, last week they scored 40. You know, so I guess from one standpoint, you look at, okay, this is a version of that offense, and Matt Nagy might have an advantage going against this Bill Belichick defense. On the other hand, was this like a bye week for the Patriots in that they've had an extra week to prepare for this offense? Who has the advantage in that?
You know, I don't know, but, I mean, Bill Belichick's been around a long time, and he's at genius status. So I do give him an edge in terms of that, because the more you play somebody, the better you're going to be prepared to beat them, correct? So that would be something that I would definitely look at. I don't know what he's got up his sleeve, but, you know, it'd be funny to put it in those terms to the Kansas City Chiefs to say that was a bye week.
You're watching the same tape. You're watching the same schemes. Yeah. You're preparing for you have an extra week to look at, like, okay, I've seen that before. I remember that tendency.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. So, but, you know, like Matt Nagy always talks about, you know, with veteran players like Chase Daniel, he's talking, well, he knows where all the bones are buried. It's his offense, so he knows where all the bones are buried. And it is a slightly different look, totally different types of personnel. They're not replicas of Kansas City. So I think he has that in his hip pocket as well, the element of the unknown against Bill Belichick. So he certainly knows what it took to beat Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick knows what he's looking at. And, you know, throw in one more. I mean, even Doug Peterson's Eagles team has been able to score big points against the Bill Belichick-led Patriots as well. And in the game that the Patriots did beat them in the playoffs, even go a step further, that was after the 2015 season, I believe, the 2016 playoffs. Alex Smith and company, they had the ball for 38 minutes and still lost by a touchdown. So clearly something is going very well for anything in this system against that defense. That defense is not the same defense. I don't think they're very fast at all at the linebacker level, as good as Dante Hightower is and how great a player as he is. They're not very fast, and they haven't generated much of a pass rush yet. They are a bend-no-break type of defense, and they have respect on the back end of that defense, but, you know, by no means is this a top 10 defense and a defense that you're going to be fearful of.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I guess the Patriots are like the only team that hasn't been called on a late hit on the quarterback, and a roughing the passer penalty. And, you know, we saw, I mean, my God, the Leonard Floyd call was a mystery call. So everybody's getting called on it.
I didn't like that call either.
No.
He did hit him, I guess.
Yeah,
super slow motion.
Yeah, it was crazy. But the fact is, they haven't been called for it. And I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, is Belichick teaching? And he said, well, they have no pass rush.
Yeah.
Now, that's
pretty,
a simplification,
it's quiet pass
but
rush
it
right
is
now.
A quiet pass rush, and that is a benefit.
Sorry, Mike, I keep stepping on you.
You're good.
Trey Flowers, you know, he's very, very good, very talented guy. Dietrich Wise is their leader right now in sacks. But other than that, you know, but in this game, will he try and generate something different? You know, is he going to start blitzing corners off the edge and safeties and whatnot? I mean, that's always possible.
Jeff, I want to go back to Monday night. I always enjoy listening to your coach's show. And with Matt Nagy, I think there's a level of comfort that you didn't have with John Fox, just because of his willingness, I think, to open up. And you talked about, and he mentioned earlier in the day, about his willingness to accept criticism. He's a big boy, I think he said at the press conference. And you went into that a little bit further. How much did the criticism sting, did you think, having that sort of access to him in the way that others maybe don't? And how do you think he's handled the situation after getting criticized probably for the first time, really, since he's been the Bears head coach?
Well, he had a big smile on his face. So I don't think it bothers him one iota. He is an extremely tough, competitive guy, and he played the position. He played quarterback, not at this level, obviously, but with that comes the expectation that you're going to get ridiculed, maybe even within your own building for things that you do. So I think he's got lots of armor on that body, and that mind is always thinking about one thing. And honestly, just even being with him yesterday, his mind is always on the next thing, and that next thing is the New England Patriots. So, and getting ready for a practice or getting plays in his head, you know, as the play caller and head coach, that's a whole different level of preparation. So, honestly, I just think he's prepared for this. He's been prepared for it. I think on the show I asked him what he learned from watching Andy Reid take it, because Andy's had his share, despite a lot of success in his career. And, you know, again, it just goes back to, you know, you just put your mufflers on and your blinders on and you go about it. He's telling his players the same thing about success or failure, and Matt's trying to do the same thing, I believe, with success and or failure.
He was apparently especially hurt that David criticized him so much. That's what I heard. Because David's such a nice guy.
I don't think so. I mean,
all right.
Some people handle it better than others. I'll just say that.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, buddy. Should be a lot of fun.
All right, boys. Have a great one.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.